Hey, look who's walking in. His name is Joe Stanley.
He made it.
From the Stanley Law Office. Yes, Joe. Well, oh, yeah. You like our little notes we have? He's picking on the notes that we have. How is the roads coming in from your part of town, Joe? Whoops, hang on a second. Help if I turn your mic on.
It's wintertime.
It doesn't bother you, right?
You left early, right? You're good.
Yeah.
Nothing slows Joe down.
It's actually, the roads weren't too bad. And the storm wasn't really a storm. There was no storm.
It wasn't as bad as we were told it was going to be.
What's new about that? Yeah. As Rebecca said out there, you know, they say it's going to snow. She said, okay, it's going to snow.
Well, you know why I didn't? Here's why. I got the answer to that. Now, I'm no meteorologist, but Shannon actually stayed at a hotel here last night because she was so worried that it was going to be bad. So she's like, I don't want to chance it, with, especially with the ice. I'm just going to stay here.
Ice scares
me. Every time she does that, the storm never hits.
In my years of doing morning radio, I've done that three times. I've told my bosses three times, listen, if you want me to come to work tomorrow because it's looking like it's going to be really scary, you better find me somewhere to stay up here. Every time, it's just been like, okay. But if I stay home, then I almost die on my way to work.
Well, we'll just have to pay you for a hotel room.
Exactly.
Take up all the listeners will have a fun. We'll have a Shannon snow fun.
Exactly. Snow fun. I'm pretty sure I control the weather.
Mike Lindsley from our sister station has sent us another text saying, what a clown show it is on 81. 81 well, South, big time backed up.
Wow. That's another story.
Fire, yeah.
Yeah, that's another story. And that doesn't require the weather. I think that's just, you know, drivers in general.
Yeah, it's, well, people don't know how to drive in this, that's for sure. Joe Stanley's here. Any questions for Joe? Now is the time to call. 421-9595. It's brought to you by the Stanley Law Offices. And Joe, what's the contact information there?
Sure, it's joe@stanleylawoffices.com. And my, I can't even remember my
email
phone
address.
No, I don't. That was my email address. No, it's stanleylawoffices.com. 1-800-608-3333. And it's because I already had like a week of computer issues.
So
our office was attacked. This is very true, and people need to be, they don't think these stories are true. We got attacked by the ransom virus that corrupted our system, and they literally want money to decrypt it. Of course, we don't do that, but it's amazing the amount of things going on.
We got something like that a couple of years ago on our home computer, and we didn't even bother fixing it at that point, but you'd turn the computer on and it would go to this weird screen that basically said, we've detected child porn on your computer. If you pay us $300, we'll get it off. I'm like, you know what? No, that's not legal.
Wow. So, yeah, I mean, and it's amazing when you lose computers and stuff, how it screws up everything.
Oh, you don't know how dependent you are until you don't have it for a while.
That's crazy. Wow. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We got Legal Tuesday. Joe Stanley's here, 421-9595. And the text line with your question is 629-9570. We'll do it next on The Morning Mass. It's The Morning Mass. I'm Marty. That's Shannon. This is Joe Stanley from the Stanley Law Office. And we're doing Legal Tuesday. We're going to kick it off right now, brought to you by the Stanley Law Offices. So any question for Joe Stanley, now is the time to call 421-9595. Don't be shy to call. We won't ask your name. We'll put you on the air. You simply ask your question. Joe will do the best he can to answer it and help point you in the right direction. You can also drop us a text at 629-9570. Before we get started, Will just sent us a text saying that, an email, I should say, that 481 South is now packed up right before 298 because of a two-vehicle accident and a spin-out going on there. So it's a mess out there.
Yeah, while you're waiting, you can call in. You know?
There you go. You know what? That's a very good point, Joe. If you're sitting in traffic right now, why not call and ask Joe a question?
You amuse yourself while you're waiting and take it easy.
So 421-9595 and the text is 629-9570.
Can my wife use my 401k to buy out my half of our house in our divorce? We're both 54, and she has her own small 401k, too.
Well, first of all, that is a question that really is subject to all sorts of...
That confuses me.
Your 401k may be subject to whatever it is, the dividing up of your property, but... What you just said, can you use your money to buy out?
No, so basically, instead of getting the 401k money, she got the house?
Yeah, you need to get a lawyer and make sure whatever, because it has to be divided up fairly, and those are all things that are, you look at the complete assets on both sides, how long you've been married, how long the contributions have been made during the marriage, and can't answer that question. And hopefully you have a lawyer that you need to address that with so it's done fairly from your perspective. So, and then you can agree to whatever you want to agree. I mean, the lawyer's going to tell you what your chances are. Here's the way it looks. Here's the way it's going to be divided up. And then if the law allows you, because moving around 401ks, you're subject to penalties because you're only 54. You take the money out, there's a 20% penalty, and then there's taxes. There's all sorts of things you have to look at. And I would never, you know, unless it's a last resort, fool around with 401ks for a lot of reasons. But one of them is just the tax consequences. And the other thing is that's your retirement.
Mm-hmm.
So talk to your lawyer. And that is a question you should have addressed with him. And if that's one of those deals where you both have the same lawyer, the husband and the wife, sometimes in that case, maybe you don't want to have that situation.
Yeah.
Joe Stanley's here. It's Legal Tuesday and the Morning Mass. We do this every Tuesday from 8:30 until just to be 4 or 9 o'clock. Give us a call right now with your question for Joe. Don't be shy. It's 421-9595. Joe can help you out and point you in the right direction. Joe, if people are listening, they want to reach out to the Stanley Law Offices, how can they contact you there?
Sure. It's joe@stanleylawoffices.com. The website is stanleylawoffices.com, and it's 1-800-608-3333.
Shannon, what else we got?
I got a message from Cindy in Camillus. I applied for FMLA for medical reasons. After turning in my doctor certification, I was told I'd be moved to part-time, lose my benefits, and half my wages. Is that legal? Because that seems shady as hell to me.
Well, that's not leave, okay? So I don't know what the answer is. Did they give you the leave, and then after the leave was over with, they put you on part-time? Changed your benefits because obviously that's not leave, part-time change, that's just a change of jobs,
right?
So I guess I need a little more information. They can't penalize you for asking for the leave if you're qualified. They have to give it to you, and whether the change in the job is legitimate because of a change in circumstances or it's punishment, that's a different question. I presume what they're saying is if we're going to give you this time off, and then when you come back, that your job is not going to be there anymore because we had to replace you with a full-time person. I don't know if that's what they're saying. But if she wants to send me an email, give me a little more information, we could talk about it. But those are things that are always subject to serious dispute in terms of how things go. But putting you on a different job is not leave. So that's the first step.
Joe Stanley's here from the Stanley Law Office, Legal Tuesday on the Morning Mass, 421-9595, direct line to the studio. We're taking questions right now off the text line at 629-9570. You can also hit us up on Facebook, Marty and Shannon 95X with your questions for Joe.
Yeah, let's see. I'd like to be anonymous because it's a family dispute and not going well. My mom died 10 years ago. My grandmother died last year. I was told that my brother and sister and I would inherit my mother's portion, but after my uncle sold everything, he says we can't get anything until we turn 40, which seems dishonest.
Okay, so this happened 10 years ago?
No, the mom died 10 years ago. Their grandmother died last year.
Right. And
so it's grandma's estate.
Oh, grandma's is supposed to get everything from grandma.
Right. They were told that they would inherit their mother's portion of their grandmother's inheritance because mom's dead.
Okay. Well, that's a lot of times how it goes. If the person who gets it, then the next people in line, if the will is written that way, in other words, if your parents die and they get something, a lot of times it does go to the children. Getting it when they're 40, unlikely. I would get a lawyer. I would get a lawyer and look at the will. You have been given, if you are a taker under the will, you're supposed to be cited. You were supposed to have been given documents. The uncle could not have sold all that property without A, getting appointed as the administrator or the executor of the will. It's the executor of the will because that means there is actually a will. So he applied to the court, got appointed, and has to do all the things in accordance with what the will said. He's a fiduciary, meaning that he has to conduct the estate to preserve everybody's money. And then he has to file reports and everything about what he did with the money and where it is and what happened to it. So whenever you are in these situations, if you get cited with something from surrogate's court, people may not think it's important. It's important to talk to a lawyer about it and not just call up the lawyer who might be representing the estate. It might be worth spending a little bit of money to make sure your rights are protected versus the whole estate being done the right way. And also, you have an independent right to challenge the will, regardless of what the executor says. So you're already a year in. There are public records, and you need to go look at them.
Joe Stanley's here from the Stanley Law Offices. Joe, how can I reach you there?
Sure. If they, again, you can ask me a little more questions by email, joe@stanleylawoffices.com, 1-800-608-3333 or stanleylawoffices.com.
People must be busy on the roads this morning. We didn't get any phone calls.
I know. And that's Cindy, the one about the Family Medical Leave Act. They can't offer you a part-time job in lieu of the leave. Maybe that's what she was saying. I'm thinking of that, but that's not leave. I mean, maybe they're saying, oh, we don't want to give you the leave, but we'll give you a part-time job with no benefits for that time. My mind, that's worse. But
should Cindy drop you an email? Or
yeah, I mean, because we don't know really what the facts are.
Okay, so Cindy, drop Joe an email. You can definitely do that.
And Joe at stanleylawoffices.com.
Yeah, we appreciate it. We do this every Tuesday from 8:30 till 9. It's brought to you by the Stanley Law Offices, and Joe loves to help you out. So hopefully next week we can get some questions and not have people shy. Maybe people aren't facing legal issues.
Anytime that estate question is an important one because those are things that people just assume are going
We've had a lot of questions for you about
estates.
And
I have two separate friends. Actually, one is a family member that the estate stuff has completely divided the family. Like, they don't even talk to the uncles anymore that had a fit about it.
Yeah, and those can be problematic, and your interests are not necessarily protected by the lawyer who's representing the estate. And there's going to be a lot of things going on. I mean, having your money paid when you're 40, I'm not sure how old they are now. I mean, theoretically, there's a possibility, but I doubt very much that that's actually factual. So, there are ways that you can set up trust, but I don't think that that's what we're talking about there.
Did you have a question for Joe Stanley?
Yeah, I did. Quick one.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, Joe, you got time, right?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, go ahead. What's your question?
I'm just curious. My girlfriend had a rough employer over the summer, and she ended up having two paychecks bounce and not get one and all this stuff. What would happen if she didn't get a W-2 from this guy? Is there any action that she could take personally?
Well, there's penalties in the IRS code for not getting your W-2s out timely. There are penalties, yes. You can look into them. And if she didn't get her paychecks in a timely manner, you should always report those to the Labor Department because there's all sorts of penalties for those. Amazingly severe penalties if you don't do your paychecks correctly and in the correct amount. So the answer to that is yes to both.
Okay, awesome.
All right,
I was just curious.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Good luck to you and her, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, buddy. Do you have a quick question for Joe Stanley?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead.
Hi, Joe. Some advice on cigarette tax evasion. I went to the reservation for a friend, just went for my first appearance last night, and kind of would like to know what to be expecting, what to be looking at as possibilities. And
okay, let's stop right now. I imagine what you got arrested for is because they arrested you for trying to take the cigarettes and sell them without paying sales tax. And I don't know what you've been charged with. You need to get a good lawyer for that and need to investigate exactly what the circumstances are. I don't know what the – did they charge you with a felony or a misdemeanor?
A felony, class E.
Okay. If you've been charged with a felony, you absolutely have to get a good lawyer. And if you don't have a lawyer, you can send me an email. I'll give you the names of some good ones that I know. You absolutely can't mess around with that. You cannot do it on your own. You need to get a good lawyer.
Just drop Joe. Drop Joe an email and he'll hook you up with one of the lawyers that you know.
Is there any way I can give my email to him off the air?
Yeah, hold on one second. We'll take it for you. Hang on one second, okay, buddy. All right. Joe Stanley from the Stanley Law Office. We got to wrap it up, Joe, but thank you.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Have a good day.
All right, we'll see you next week. Joe Stanley on 95 Action.